Kiss 98.5, we welcome to the show UB Bulls head coach Lance Leipold. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Janet. How are you?
Awesome. We're excited for this big UB Bulls game this weekend.
Yeah, it should be an exciting one. I don't know if anyone early in the year, if they looked at schedules, thought that Eastern Michigan and UB would be both undefeated at this time. So it should be an exciting day, an exciting night at UB Stadium.
We hear now that the game is at 6 o'clock at night. How do you feel about game time?
I love it. I love it. I think, especially in Western New York and the Buffalo community, there's a lot of youth activities, family activities, a lot of things that happen on during the day. And a great way to cap it out is to bring the family out to a night game. It's a great atmosphere. And I think we're going to have beautiful weather, but it'll cool down into the evening.
They say it's going to be a blackout game. What do you want fans to do in the stands?
Well, we're going to wear our all-black uniforms. We want fans to wear black, but we want them to be as loud as they can be and, of course, enjoy themselves.
Let's talk about Tyree Jackson. Your quarterback is a stud.
Yes, he is. He is an outstanding quarterback, an outstanding young man. He's gotten us off to a great start. His third year now as a starter. He's got great command of our offense and leading our offense, and I think he's been able to surround himself with some talented athletes as well. That has allowed our offense to get off to a great start.
9 touchdown passes over the first 2 games, the most in school history to start a season, and tied for 2nd in the nation in passing touchdowns. That's wow and wow.
Yeah, it is. And, I guess that's another reason if somebody hasn't come to watch our team play in the last few years. I think we're a different style team than we were even when we first arrived. And we continue to be one that's going to be aggressive offensively. And like I said, you mentioned his numbers to date, and we hope those stay on pace.
Your O-line, wow, hasn't allowed a sack. And I'm knocking on wood as I'm saying that. How do you coach an O-line to not let a sack happen?
Well, I think it starts, obviously the individuals have done a nice job, but their position coach, Daryl Agpalsa, and most people never even hear who the offensive line coach is for any football team usually, and he has done an outstanding job. He's an excellent teacher. I think there's a lot of things that goes into preparation in offensive line play, and one is studying what the opponent's going to do in certain situations, and I think those linemen we have a fair amount that have played a good amount of football in their career, and I think they've understanding what different looks are going to be, and they've been able to execute well, and Tyree's done a great job of getting rid of the football. That helps prevent sacks as well.
How much percentage of these wins are due to superstition, do you think?
That's a great question. I don't know, but if I could, we are creatures of habit. That is for sure. We like routine. Others will call it superstition. If it was that much, I told the guys if that's what it would be, we wouldn't have to practice during the week. So there is something about routine. There is something about habits, but it still comes down to, how we produce on game day.
So the Bulls have forced 7 turnovers so far. Do you have some kind of a prize they get when they force a turnover? Because that's a big deal.
No, you see it around the country. I don't know. I guess I'm behind the times in that. The turnover change. People have I saw one school has a throne that the guy who gets the turnover gets to go sit at. And, there's some things. I don't know. But if either one of you or your listeners have some great ideas, get them to us and we can see maybe we'll put them to use.
Yeah, a premium parking spot would be a good catch.
Yes.
Just saying.
So, yes.
There you
go. The turnover spot.
The turnover parking spot?
Yeah,
that would be good.
I've been to your campus. It's impossible to park.
Well, yeah, that would be good. Because as we know, on all college campuses, not just ours, parking tickets, seem to come. So, yeah, maybe it'd be like a week's worth of no parking tickets or something like that.
Well, we're so excited for Saturday night's game. Good luck, Coach, and good luck to the UB Bulls.
Well, we appreciate it, Janet. Nick, you guys have a great weekend. Appreciate the opportunity to talk about the program.
Everybody is invited to see the UB Bulls take on Eastern Michigan Saturday night, UB Stadium, 6 o'clock. Horns up, go Bulls. This is KISS 98.5.